This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 90 and verse 17. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. This is the prayer of Moses, the man of God. Everyone is concerned about their appearances, the physical appearance. Lot of money and time is spent to keep ourselves beautiful. Word of God tells that physical beauty is vain. This beauty will fade away, but there is a lasting beauty, the spiritual beauty about which we should be concerned. The Lord does not see our outward appearance, but our heart or our inner or spiritual beauty. Moses, the man of God, was a very beautiful person. As a child, he was beautiful. Pharaoh's daughter, no doubt, was attracted by the beauty of child Moses. Even as a man, history says, Moses was beautiful, and anyone who saw him turned again for the second look. This beautiful person has a peculiar desire, and that desire led him to this prayer. He wants to be like the Lord. Lord's beauty should be upon us. We are sinners by birth, and our condition we read in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. This is the picture of our life, picture of a sinner, which is very ugly. For this, Jesus Christ went to the cross. He lost his beauty. He had no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 2. Many turned their faces away from him. They spat on his face. He lost all his beauty, gave his life to give us this beauty. In Psalm 149 and verse 4 we read, the Lord shall beautify the meek with salvation. So salvation is the beauty which we receive from the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10, we read about this beauty which the Lord gives us. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. The Lord gives us this beauty, beauty of salvation. After receiving this beauty of salvation, we should maintain this beauty in our life. In Psalm 29 and verse 2, we read, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This word occurs four times in the Bible. We read that we should have this beauty of holiness to worship the Lord. We are worshippers, and this holiness is the beauty with which we should worship the Lord. So holiness is the beauty. We should keep ourselves holy, cleansed by His blood, cleansed by His word. Sanctification is a beauty given by the Lord. The Word of God tells in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16, be ye holy, for I am holy. The Lord's holiness should be our holiness. We read these words five times in the Bible. In Psalm 45, verse 10 and verse 11, we read about this beauty which needs to be maintained. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. We should leave our people and the father's house. That is, we should live a separated life. Separated life lived in this world should show who you are and to whom you belong to. As a Christian, we should be different, and we should make a difference in this world. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, when light was created, God separated light and darkness. There was distinct difference. In our lives, we should not be in conformance to the world, the rituals, the traditions, practices of the worldly people. in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, we read, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" In verse 17, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord." We are the beautiful bride of Jesus Christ. Let us desire this beauty. Let us receive the beauty of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us maintain this beauty through sanctification and separation. Let our prayer be the prayer of Moses. Let the beauty of the Lord God be upon us. May the Lord bless this word, and may the Lord bless you.
FIBA prayer team will stand with you in prayer. Please call 7996-010203. The phone line is open every Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.